Ralph, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Walden. It's great to be with you guys.
You've been working on a documentary on your grandmother, and for the audience, you want to mention who your grandmother was and what made you inspired to put this together?
My journey actually began before you guys, but you guys kind of put me on the right path. I had found out that I was adopted about 7 years ago. And in doing the research into, you know, where I came from, I came across this this name, Mary Small. And as I learned a little bit more about her and who she was, I just started appreciating kind of the quality of her character. And very early on, I found out about Spurback. Once you guys started kind of giving me all these resources, you really pointed me right in the right direction. And I knew that if I was going to do some type of fictionalized thing, I might not really ever get the story out there. So I started working with an organization from Stanford that focused on fair use. And they gave me the idea that I could probably find enough imagery and even in some cases audio recordings. And they walked me through how to piece this together so that I could actually produce a fair use documentary. I was able to kind of work with them to present it in a context which works and is hopefully entertaining.
How did you learn about the old-time radio angle? Was that just a Google search? What got you tracking on on her radio career?
I had people go to the Library of Congress and actually go through the old NBC catalogs and find me her credits. I called the Ed Sullivan people and got those shows. I called people who had old Milton Berle shows, and I really basically started adding that to, you know, the internet, and information about her started percolating up. She had essentially been abandoned by her family. So by the time I actually met her 7 years ago, she was awarded the court and living in a hospital in Harlem. I kind of had to put her whole story together from scratch.
I know we put you on to the David Siegel interview. Did you find any other interviews with Mary?
Well, I'm sure that your listeners are familiar. Mr. Siegel is a phenomenal interviewer, and he really was able to capture Mary's essence. It was very sincere and raw and at the same time very sweet. And so I didn't really have to go far, but I did capture her on a lot of other programs, got the old Ed Sullivan shows, the Milton Berle shows. She started on, I believe it was called Uncle Eddie's Kidney Hour. And at some point, she met a manager named Ed Wolf, and Ed Wolf took her into the Rudy Valley program, and she sang on the Fleischman Hour when I believe she was 11 years old. It just went, I guess, went viral, although they didn't have the term at the time. And people called from all over. They did not believe that an 11-year-old could sing like that.
Was there anything about the course of all the interviewing you did, was there anything about her career that actually surprised you?
But I was surprised that she never put an album together, because she's a very independent woman. And, you know, she in some cases, she wrote her own songs. She hustled for her own, you know, paydays.
When we first got in contact with you, we found a few things that she had done on radio, not very many. And I'm wondering, as the documentary continued, if you found anything more.
Yes, I have found about everything that you can find about her. And now I'm at the point where I'm lucky if one or two things come up.
Are you planning to put together a website or a Facebook page on Mary? What's that part of it going to be like?
I started kind of working on IMDb and the Broadway database, so that all her Broadway shows and everything would be in there. And then I did her website, would be her official website, which is marysmall.net.
So what about the old-time radio hobby? What have you learned that was interesting doing that?
Well, you know, I went to the Spurback convention last year and had a marvelous time there, especially the reenactment. And I've been able to meet a lot of other people who are interested in it as well. I met a few people during this documentary. One of them was Rudy Valley's last wife. I also met Joe Franklin, and obviously you and Larry, and Rosemarie, who I spoke to as well. And Rosemarie was a contemporary of Mary Small's. Yeah. Mary always envied her, and that's also talked about in the documentary as well.
Are there anything that you wish you could have found that you were hoping to find, or?
Thanks to a wonderful collector named David Golden.
Yes.
I was able to find a recording, Mary singing a song to Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the March of Dimes. And to hear her speaking to the president like that, and in that type of setting, I believe she was singing from the Waldorf Astoria, that I was looking for forever. But to his credit, he got me that recording in pristine condition, and it's something I'm going to cherish and show my children and, God willing, my grandson.
You did good. You got to give yourself a pat on the back.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, gentlemen, and I can't wait for the Spurgebat Convention this year, and we know it's going to be a great time.
Terrific. We'll see you then.